Misfit Toys.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from a hotel room in Minneapolis, Minnesota on Sunday, October 21st, Two Oceans 12. A mini-app, if you will. Since last I spoke, you listened. I did a set in Garfunkel & Oates' 4th anniversary show at Largo in L.A. Congrats to Ricky and Kate. They won't hear this. Friday night, I did a set on Joe Rogan's powerful show at the Pantages Theater in Minneapolis. Thanks, Joe. He won't hear this either. Yesterday, I did a 420 show at Acme Comedy Co. with Sean Jordan. Plus, special pop-in guests Tony Kameen and Arj Barker, my fellow marijuana loggers, who happen to be in town doing their own stand-up shows at Acme this weekend. And I attempted to record the Leonard Maltin game with the audience playing against the aforementioned Sean Jordan, but as happens from time to time, I stopped recording on my iPhone about 6 minutes in because I pushed the wrong button. But to the rescue, audience member Alex Matthews at AlexMatthews87 recorded the whole thing against club rules and the rules of society. So we have the whole thing for your listening pleasure. Don't record shows without permission. But thanks, Alex. You should know before listening that during the stand-up show, many references were made to the unfortunately named nearby town of Coon Rapids and to local ads for Menards, with the theme Save Big Money at Menards, which I like to sing and mispronounce as Minards. Save Big Money at Minards. That's right. I'm a full-grown adult man. I promise to try to do a Doug Loves Movies episode taping in Minneapolis in Two Oceans 13, and Doug Loves Movies tapings will happen very soon in San Francisco on Halloween and in Vancouver in November. Go to douglovesmovies.com for more info and enjoy Sean Jordan versus Minneapolis after the fart.
Does anyone hunger for games? Sean Jordan, skateboarding phenom from Portland, Oregon, is on the stage. A lot of amazing name tags here at Acme Comedy in Minneapolis / St. Paul.
How does the seating work? Are you guys assigned seats? Is it like first come, first serve? Or was it? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why all the name tags are up front, dude.
Okay. I'm gonna pick it, Jace Jam. Come on up, Jace Jam. You got picked on.
Pick me in the back!
You have to put the guy in the shirt that says legalized gay marijuana, like, because that is, you know, that's the best.
You don't have to.
Best kind of marijuana.
Take a seat. No, you're good. I don't know. What do you want?
Awesome that he has a seat. I like it.
I want a seat, no.
Yeah. But make sure you share the microphone with him, Sean. And, don't. Yeah, you don't.
Oh, all right.
See, I told you the guy was curious. He was grabbing at that thing like, I might want to give it a try. But just for the listeners, let's establish our friend in the audience, whose name is Jace, and he made a Jace Jam poster instead of Space Jam. And I told him that he should spray Jace Jam all over a willing partner.
We're using willing loosely.
It doesn't have to be. It could be a man, a woman, or like, it could be Tweety Bird.
Just a part. Something with a heartbeat.
Get ready for a bird bath filled with Jace Jam. Tweeting. He did fill a bird bath with Jace Jam.
It is. Comedy 101, dude. Take a bite. That's what time it is right there.
Enjoy it. Gulp it down, dude.
That was it. That's the line drawn. I've been listening.
All right, let's see what's in the prize bag before we proceed with the competition part. There's some good stuff in here. My friends Garfunkel & Oates contributed a Garfunkel. This is a bag that says Garfunkel & Oates presents, but it's presents. It's like presents for you from Garfunkel & Oates. There's like a kazoo in here and some candy and some stickers. And they have stickers that say I heart I love Garfunkel & Oates. It's funny, I said it wrong. It's I love heart Garfunkel & Oates. So that's fun. And then so I proceed to drop it on the stage. A guy made this shirt for me and he gave it to me and I really appreciated it and I can't forget. I can't remember.
I can't remember. His name.
Yeah, I can't forget or remember. But it's, I don't even get it. It says Doug Benson on it, and there's a picture of like something that's digging. So I get that Doug, and then Benjamin Franklin. I guess Ben would be Ben Franklin, and then a son. Now that I figured it out, I'm gonna keep it. Talk me through this shirt, you guys. It's a picture of some guy and a heart and a camera. What is that supposed to mean?
Doug loves heart movies.
Yeah, Doug loves cameras. So I'm including that shirt. And then also, this is kind of cool. I got sent from the company that made the movie a couple of Blu-rays of... I just included one in the bag. I'm going to keep one. What am I, crazy?
I know what it is.
Of a documentary about Bob Marley called Marley. Yeah. So that's cool. That's a good prize. This is a good prize bag. Doug Benson's Smug Life is in there.
It was a good prize bag.
Yeah, I ruined it with that. Oh, a copy of LYAO by Arch Barker. Arch Barker's CD that he doesn't even know I have. I took it from him. Wasn't looking. And oh, this is cool. Are you guys Death Squad fans? A Death Squad sticker that are personally numbered by Red Band. This is number 615. That's really precious. And we were speaking of precious earlier. And then from my buddies Greg Barron. Greg Barron has a band and he has a podcast called Walking the Room. And this is just a rag, I guess. But it's got his band's logo on it, the Reigning Monarch. So it's kind of cool. And I think there's something else in here. A lot of stuff in the bag. Oh, this is just random. This is like a bottle opener that says Shiner beer on it. But it's also like a dog tag, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know, but it's a bottle opener. It's the perfect thing to wear when going through airport security, is what I'm trying to say.
He's in the one on my flip-flop, like, at home, so...
So he needs it, basically. Jason needs that.
See, that's his part when he's talking and he doesn't have a mic in his mouth? See what I'm saying?
I'm done now.
I was telling Sean before the show, none of the comics that I have on know to hold the mic so that the guest, the person from the audience can talk when they're talking, because we want the listeners to hear him, too. You know?
Jace, do you have anything to say about that?
No, I'm good.
See? You didn't even let him finish! He said, I'm good for now, not I'm good.
I'm sorry, I'm trying.
Get better at it immediately. Get good at this shit fast.
All right.
Courage under fire. All right, no, you're doing great. This is going to be fun. Sean's a good player, so good luck to Jace. And also, when you win, if you win, all the prizes are now on the floor. You can pick them all up.
All strewn about.
It's a total mess. And since it's sort of sober October, if the great Acme Comedy Club could please bring me another pint-sized Kettle One and soda, I'd appreciate it. Because we're gonna be here for a while.
Right.
Probably about 8 more minutes. We're going to be honest about it. Okay, here we go. Leonard Maltin game. You get to pick a category, Jace. Would you like to play? And for those of you who aren't familiar with this, the competition's just between Jace and Sean, so please don't yell out if you think you know the answer. Sometimes it's hard to resist. I know the feeling. When you know something no one else in the room knows, it's fun to yell it out. Really super loud.
Giraffes are the only animal born with horns.
You said that calmly and quietly?
I'm the only one that knew that. Everybody knows.
Oh, thank you so much. That's how fast the drink came, everybody. Acme Comedy Club.
It's
fucking on it. This time I got two straws, so I'm gonna need another one quicker. Okay, would you like to play the category Taken, which is movies where someone loses their virginity? Saw 4 is another category. Saw 4, that's movies that I've seen more than 4 times. And Rob Bayer suggested on Twitter, B-A-I-E-R, Rob Bayer suggested Ice Ice Baby. And that's movies with Ice-T, Ice Cube, or Jennifer Grey.
That's awesome. That was the one I was talking about earlier. That's fucking awesome idea, whoever that dude is on Twitter. He's hilarious.
Good work, Rob. Which one of those would you like?
Let's go with Saw 4.
Saw 4. Doug has seen it 4 times. I know you guys both know who I am and what I like. There's 2 movies here that I've seen more than 4 times. You get to pick a year. Would you like 1977 or 2010?
2010.
That's more recently. So strategically, that might be smart. That might be smart. 2 stars from the great Leonard Maltin for this movie that I've seen more than 4 times from 2010. He says about this movie that it has likable actors, and he also says that the novelty of this particular motion picture wears off before the movie is over. Of course I disagree with that. I'm going to see it 3 more times just in case I'm wrong. I've seen it a lot of times. And Leonard lists about 6, 9, 11, 14 names. Yeah. How many names do you think you can get it in?
I'll go 10 names.
Jace Jam.
Look at me in the eyes. Look at me in my bloodshot eyes. 10 names? I'm going to say 9 names, dude. What's up? Name that movie.
All right, Jace, you were a great player, and thank you for bringing that complicated sign that you made. And the 9 names, Sean, are Ellen Wong, Mae Whitman, Mark Webber, Johnny Simmons, Jason Schwartzman, Brendan Routh, Aubrey Plaza, Allison Pill, Brie Larson. I think that's all of them.
Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
That's right. It's Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
I was going to say 0. I didn't want to be an asshole, though.
It's one of my most favorites ever. And the other one from 1977 was, of course, Star Wars, which I saw 4 times than I can even say. And thank you so much for trying, Jason.
Yeah, buddy.
Or just Jason, sorry. If it was Jason, he wouldn't have brought a Jace Jam poster. He would have brought a Friday the 13th poster. Oh, wow, the date tanks are back up. Everybody knows the drill. Everyone's like, oh, poor Jace, fucking pick me!
Yeah. I remember standing up right there with that white sign. I couldn't see it, but we'll go back. It was a girl, right? No bad if you're a guy. All right, cool.
So you're picking that white sign? That's all you know that it is that it's white?
Well, I just wanted to...
Oh, look at that. It's got... Looks tasty is what it looks.
What?
Her name is Brittany?
The Britalian Job.
And it says the Britalian Job, and she brought a little pizza. Can we try some?
Yeah. I got it at 2:30, so...
Oh, yeah, it's nice and cold.
That's super fresh.
Super cold, but I like just having a little triangle of pizza every once in a while.
Now, Bree, say yeah again without the mic, because you don't... It doesn't sound like you need it.
No, I don't
need it. I picked the perfect person.
Yeah.
Food and loud.
You're terrible at this.
Are you going to ask her to marry you?
I was thinking about it. She's a shit-talking, loud...
Were you just trying to lift up her skirt?
Well, I didn't even think of that. I should have been. No, I was going to ask her to marry me, but now I'm just going to beat her ass in this game instead.
You want to try some pie?
I don't know. Is it good?
I love it. It's cold and it's pizza. What else do you need to know?
Look at this cherry score.
It's got pepperoni. It's got pepperoni on it. I love it. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can I call you Brett? Is that cool? Okay. You get the big category, Brett. I gotta finish chewing. All right. Sarah Silverman. That's movies that have a female robot in them. Local phenom on Twitter, at the Dez, D-E-Z, the Dez. He, there he is. He suggested Crankin' Weenie. That's movies where someone is caught masturbating. And then another favorite this month in October, Paranormal Blacktivity. That's movies that have a black ghost in them. African-American ghost. A ghost from Coon Rapids. It's the name of a real place. We were talking about it earlier. The first one, good. Let's get away from that.
I don't know how it went back to that so many times.
The fact there's a place named Coon Rapids I cannot get over.
I grew up around here. I'm aware.
Yeah.
The clientele.
It's crazy. I don't remember what. Sarah Silverman, a female robot.
Let's do female robot.
Okay, good call. Boo from a female robot in the audience. Enough! We've had enough! Oil can!
She's from Silver Rapids, right? You saw where I was going.
Yeah, racism in the future. Future racism is going to be all... Everyone hates robots.
I need more pizza, I gotta be quiet. I'm going to eat most of that as soon as we're done.
Yeah!
What are you talking about? What are you referring to? That's weird. Like, imagine that in a bar. He says to her, imagine they were at Koozie's last night.
Said that to a bunch of girls.
Or the loop. And he says,
I'm going to eat most of that later tonight.
That's weird enough. That's pretty aggressive. I'm going to eat most of that tonight. But then for her to go, meow. Like, what is that even? Are you in the same bar?
Yeah, it's called game, all right? Let's just talk to women. Again, we're getting married before we do that.
I don't blame you in her case. She's hard to keep up with. You don't know when she's going to talk, so.
Yeah.
It's good idea. It's good idea to think about that. There's her fiancé or gay best friend.
Oh, hey, Chad. What's up, Playboy?
All right, let's just leave him dangling. Stupid Chad joke. You must have hated that whole Chad thing when it happened.
A Chad to be you.
Oh.
But he wasn't a girl, so he
didn't. Yeah. Sean knows.
Now I sound like an asshole. No, I just saw. Well, whatever. But
you
I
know
need
what?
To explain
you know
myself.
Eat the rest of him too later.
Gotta start what I finish, so I will.
Eat them both. Yeah, clean your plate. All right, this Silverman. We gotta wrap this up. Silverman movie from 1987. It's a robot that's female. In the year, like I said, and I'll say it again, I'm trying to focus on it, I think 87. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that it is likably silly, and he also says that it's surprisingly innocuous. I don't know what that means. Does that mean you won't get the flu after seeing it? You won't get chicken pox? And there are 14 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
12.
Good opening bit, Brett. I just spilled vodka all over myself.
on my reigning
monarch's t-shirt.
10 names. Is
good,
that what you said?
Good.
What did you say, 12?
Yeah. This is 10. Exciting.
9.
8.
Do it. Name that movie.
Again.
She becomes more interesting by the moment.
You'll get to know her over the years as our marriage develops. You guys are gonna be old cronies.
I just hope she's in a lot of situations in her life where she goes to the bank. I'd like to deposit this.
Brittany's coming.
What have I done? you really didn't realize that eight is a lot of names.
I
want to give her a chance
it.
To take that back.
Yeah, I do too, because I think I know it.
Yeah.
Come on, take it back.
You want to take it back?
Yeah, I'll take it back.
Do you want to say seven names?
Yeah, I want to say seven names.
She says seven names.
Name it.
Just so everyone on the podcast knows, she just pushed me, and I apologize for it off mic. Since it was such a vicious push, I'd like an on mic apology.
I'm sorry, I pushed you.
Doug's packing up the yard sale.
I'm putting everything back in the bag. No, I think you're going to be all right. I think you're going to win. All right, here we go. Your seven names?
I think it was nine names.
People have tried that before. And I don't fall for it because I got all these witnesses that'll set me straight if I do. Nine names. And this is out of 14. So, seven names. The guy in the audience goes, nine names. I'm like, the audience is always right.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a good try. All right, here's your 10 names. I'm going to give you seven names and seven names only, but I think you're going to get it. I have faith in you.
Oh, no.
It's from 1987. When were you born?
86.
All right, this movie was very popular when you were one.
One, yeah. I was really into robots.
All right, and the seven names are Dom DeLuise, Joan Rivers, Rhonda Shear, Ronnie Graham, John Hurt, Laureen Yarnell, Michael Winslow. Oh. That's it.
That's a puzzled look. Just so everybody who's not here knows that's a very puzzled look on her face, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah, any idea? Just think of a movie that had a female robot in it. When you were one. And keep in mind, there's someone in the audience said it, but I don't think she heard it, because she's weirdly standing with her fingers in her ear.
That puzzle look. Is that how you figure shit out?
Yeah, she's got a
Bluetooth. Yeah, I'm Bluetooth.
She's got a thing in her ear to find out the information. Jump on the internet,
frick.
Figure it out. Anything? Got any guess?
No, I got.
Because you win either way. Somebody just yelled out, "This is pretty funny." The local humor is overflowing tonight because somebody yelled out, Brittany loses, but somebody yelled out Space Menards because the answer is Space Balls. Save big money at Space Balls. Space Balls, yeah. Joan Rivers was the voice, and Laureen Yarnell was the robot. Yeah.
They call me the desert, yeah.
But I'm calling you the winner anyway because you're such a good guest and because I like what people do. And so congratulations to you. Let me give you the prize bag.
Yay!
Very tepid applause. People are not happy for you. You might want to run from the facility. Because some people went to a lot of trouble. A guy brought a poster that already had his name on it.
She looked at the pizza like she was going to get it back, and I got a white knuckle grip on it.
How much of it is left?
A lot.
Well, that's a good amount. I thought we were going to go eat, though.
Yeah, we could.
All right, well. Do you want it back, Pizza Girl?
Thank
Brittany?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Brittany Jordan. Sean Jordan, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm sorry I had to call that one because, we can't go all night, unfortunately. My friends, Tony Comedian and Arch Barker, have two shows here tonight. And thanks, as usual, to the Acme Comedy Club. It's American Comedy Club in San Diego. No, it's American Comedy Company in San Diego is where I'm playing in a few weeks. But this is Acme Comedy Co. It's co also. I used to throw the word club in, and I shouldn't. I'm going to call it the Acme Comedy Company Club. Cover all my bases. But thank you guys so much for coming out. I really appreciate it. And as Rapids is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Danielle, guess what people are saying about How to Survive with Danielle and Christine?
What are they saying, Christine?
Very funny, charming, and just the right amount of stupid. This podcast might also save your life.
That's a perfect description because on How to Survive with Danielle and Christine, we teach you how to survive the things that could kill you and the stuff that makes you just wish you were dead.
Totally accurate. So tune in to
How to survive with Danielle and Christine.
And as always,
remain calm.
Hey, everybody. Do you have a Doug in your life or do you wish you had a Doug in your life? Either way, you should check out Wide World of Dougs, the show where comedians Doug Benson, that's me, and Doug Mellard get together to discuss the name Doug and lots of other things with Dougs and non-Dougs. We don't discriminate. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Got it.